AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is filling out his legal team days before opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
As the trial began yesterday, the president repeated a familiar critique.
This witch hunt hoax, which hopefully everyone knows is not going anywhere.
But it is going to trial. And this morning, a person familiar with the matter says the president's adding to the list of those who will defend him. The legal team will include former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, the ex-independent counsel who led the Whitewater probe into President Clinton. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi will also be on the team, led by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Alexei Honcharuk has submitted his resignation. He was caught on tape saying President Volodymyr Zelensky, a former sitcom star with no previous political experience, knows nothing about the economy. In a Facebook post, Honcharuk praised Zelensky as an example of transparency and decency. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking for an investigation of electric car maker Tesla. There are allegations all three of Tesla's vehicles can suddenly accelerate on their own. An agency document outlining the allegations shows 127 owner complaints to the government that include 110 crashes and 52 injuries. The government says construction of new homes surged last month to the highest level in 13 years. Falling mortgage rates and a strong labor market are giving a boost to the housing industry. A plane slid off an icy taxiway at Kansas City International Airport this morning. There have been no reports of injuries. Kansas City and other areas of the Midwest are getting hit with a winter storm. State officials in Kansas, state offices are closed for the day. A gun rights group has filed an emergency appeal of a judge's ruling in Virginia upholding the governor's ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally on Monday. This is AP News. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg addressed hundreds of people at a climate march in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Merci beaucoup.
There will be a meeting next week in Davos, Switzerland, of the World Economic Forum.
To the world leaders and those in power, I would like to say that you haven't seen anything yet. You have not seen The Last of Us. We can assure you that.
Thunberg says there has been no real sign of action in coming in climate change. John Westwood's bookshop in Britain has seen a huge surge in business after a worried employee tweeted, they went a whole day without selling a book.
I want to spend £10, but I don't care what you send me, just send them. We had someone from California saying, I want to donate $50. How do you explain that if that's not a passion? What other commodity would spur people to do something like that?
About $1,300 in book orders came in overnight to his store. Ed Donahue, AP News.